It's my privilege to introduce Sammy Lau this morning. Sammy has been here before, and those of you who have been here for a few more years will recognize him and remember him. Sammy Lau is the National Director of Broadcasting in Pakistan and the International Director of Ministry Development for FIBA, and he is a well-traveled man. He took me out to an Indian restaurant yesterday, and I can testify that his taste buds are stronger than mine, too. They made it mild for me, for my sake, and he was pouring pepper on his... Come on up, brothers. We're glad to welcome you, too.
Yeah. Okay. One thing which he didn't tell was that that restaurant had a Sindhi taste. All the curtains and those hand fans were there with the Sindhi taste. So if you happen to go there, it is known as biryani restaurant. So we liked that atmosphere because we were there both sitting non-Sindhis with heart for Sindhis. So I come from Punjab area, which is adjacent to Sindh. And I come from a family which is third, fourth generation Christians, and we have heart for Sindhis. And one day we want to see a vibrant, living Sindhi church in their own language. We know that there will be Hindu Sindhi church and Muslim Sindhi church, but they will flourish one day by the grace of God. I'm glad to tell you that when we met in Philippines this year, we had three converts from Sindh. Two were Muslims and one was from the Hindu background. So we were 25, and out of 25, three were the converts, and one day maybe 22 will be Sindhis and three will be there to help them. So with the eyes of the faith, we need to look towards that day when we will have more Sindhi believers in the area of Sindh. And I think that the more you pray for it, the more we are likely to reap the harvest. Keep on sowing in faith. And in faith, keep on looking towards the day we are going to reap that harvest. Isn't it? So this covenant which you have just made anew with the Lord, may it continue and continue and may it expand, because we will say never again and keep on doing your efforts in this field. Someone was, and everywhere when I go, people like my necktie and they say it's good. And at one airport they say it's cool. And I touched it and saying it's not cool. But this is my job description. You know all the fish you can see here. Some of them are Punjabis, some of them are Sindhis, some of them are maybe Hindu Sindhis, some of them are Muslim Sindhis, but these are all in the net of the Christ. And God has called us to be fishers of men. So we are there through airwaves. We are trying to fill the airwaves with God's love, so that wherever the good news go, people will listen to the word and will be converted. The Lord is touching the lives of many people in Pakistan through shortwave radio. Shortwave radio in Pakistan is a very vital and important gift of God, because in a situation where open evangelization, where sharing the good news openly is almost impossible, where you cannot distribute literature openly, and if you do it, you are inviting problem. When you were singing here with such a freedom, I was reminded of my church in Pakistan and other churches in Pakistan, where you will find four or five policemen standing outside guarding us against a possible attack from terrorists. I want to make it clear that all the Muslims are not like this. They want to live peacefully. But there are some people who are fanatic fundamentalists, and they don't want to see Christians in that land. And especially they don't want to see Muslims being converted to Christianity. The story of Abdul Rahman, you might have heard of Afghanistan. How that hue and cry was there in Afghanistan that the person must be put to death because he has left his religion. The same is the case in Pakistan, because Sharia law reigns over the world of Islam. You can come into Islam, you're most welcome, but you cannot go out of it alive. So it's a kind of mousetrap. But we thank God that Abdul Rahman is now released and he is in Italy. And one day, who knows that this trap, its door might be open. And people who are, we call them bedroom Christians, because they don't expose themselves openly. But they listen to radio, they do Bible correspondence courses, and they accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior in their bedrooms. But they do not acknowledge it openly. But a day will come when these shackles will be broken and these iron gates will be opened, and those people will be released to say, I am Christian, or I am the followers of Jesus Christ. So keep on praying, because when Peter was in the prison, the church was praying unitedly, unceasingly, for the release of Peter. And it happened miraculously. So while praying for Pakistan, expect a miracle from God, because only a miraculous happening can change the things in Pakistan. And we praise God that He is a God of miracles, and He is going to do that. Let me take you through a small tour, introduction of FIBA Communications. So in the world, we are known as FIBA Radio. But when I went to register with the government of Pakistan, they said, no way, there is only one radio in Pakistan, and that is Radio Pakistan, owned and run by the government. So you have to change your name. So then I changed it to FIBA Communications. So in Pakistan, we are known as FIBA Communications. Out of Pakistan, we are FIBA Radio, an association of FIBA Radio and ally with the FEBC. So FEBC and the FIBA, they both work under FEB Radio International. So we are trying to fill the airwaves with God's love in a land where love, forgiveness, reconciliation are the very difficult words. But we are trying to reach there with the message of love. Yes, please. So we are sharing effectively the good news of love, forgiveness, and reconciliation. These are the languages that we are broadcasting into: Urdu, Punjabi, Sindhi, Pashto, Saraiki, Hindko, Balochi, Brahvi, Balti, and Potawari. One more click. The person you are looking in the picture at is Brother Naji. And he is our correspondence counselor. And so he answers all the letters, and God is blessing those letters. And one listener is writing there, one day I was listening to your program on radio. I was so happy to hear the message. This is the light I have been searching for a long time. This sentence reveals a truth. This is the light I have been searching for a long time. So he did not find the light from the religion that he was in right from his childhood. So Islam could not provide him with that light. But he found it in Christianity. Yes. So last year we got more than 13,000 letters from all over Pakistan. And when we say 13,000 letters, please keep in mind, bear in mind that our literacy rate is almost 25 to 30%. This is what government says, but it can be less than that. And out of that, 83% were written by Muslims. And we praise God that we are reaching our target. There was a time when our communication gurus used to say that one letter represents 1,000 listeners. But that is the estimate or guess from a highly literate society. But if you think about Pakistan, then one letter might be representing 1 million, because such a low rate of literacy is there in Pakistan. So we praise God that radio is reaching to the far-flung areas of Pakistan. One couple wrote to us from this area of Sindh, Tharparkar Sindh. And they told us that they had been listening to FIBA radio for many years and now they wanted to be baptized. And we said, okay, tell us the name of any church, the address of any church, so that we can bring you in contact with them. And they said, sorry, we do not have any church within the circumference of 150 miles. So in that kind of situation, radio is reaching to the bedrooms of the people and sharing the good news of love and reconciliation and forgiveness. And we praise God that it has given us this tool to reach the Muslim nation. Next, when on 8th of October we had this massive earthquake in the Kashmir area, we launched our FM broadcasts. Next. So, keep on clicking. So, thousands were killed. I must say that it was more than 100,000. And many were homeless. And we are so sad about this truth that the student generation from, say, first or second grade to the university, they were all buried alive when this thing happened. Because it was 9 o'clock in the morning and very few were left alive there. So I don't know how the Kashmir people are going to cope with this situation, because when the older generation will get retired, there will be no one to replace them. So please keep this very tragic truth in your prayers. So you can see this person with a radio set in his hand. We provided these radios so that they can listen to the FM broadcasts, and this is a world receiver, and they can listen to FIBA radio as well. Some special prayer requests we have. Pray for our listeners. One listener from the Sindh area, he wrote to us and he shared with us that he was reading the Bible, and one day while he was reading the Bible, he came face to face with this truth that he was a very great sinner, very big sinner, and how he will be saved. And while thinking about it, he went to sleep. And in his sleep, he saw a dream. He saw that he was flying like a bird along with the birds in the air. And all of a sudden, a personality with the dazzling white robe appeared to him and said to him, "Son, I have forgiven all your sins. And from now, you are my son. Don't you worry at all." He wrote to us this dream and said, "Please tell me who that personality could be." So we very clearly told him that that personality was none other than Jesus Christ, because only he can save the sinners, and only He can forgive the sins of the people. So he wrote us back and said, I believe in Jesus Christ. I accept Him as my personal Savior. And from today, I am the follower of Jesus Christ. We don't tell them to become a Christian. We only encourage them to follow the teaching of Jesus Christ. Because when we say Christians, they think we are asking them to believe in the religion of America. So we tell them, follow the teaching of Jesus Christ. So from that day onwards, he is a follower of Jesus Christ. And he is progressing day by day. And he said that whatever he started in the name of Jesus, like business, it flourished. And his eyesight was getting weaker day by day. He prayed in the name of Jesus and he regained his eyesight, and his eyesight became normal. So he is one of those converts who have accepted Jesus Christ through radio, and there are many more who are like this. And we praise God that God is really touching the lives of the people through shortwave radio. And please pray for those listeners who are listening to us, because they keep on changing their addresses. Yes? You know, when they write letters, after every 4 or 5 letters, they will change the address so that people should not know that they are writing to us. So keep on praying for those listeners. We have a new language in the pipeline, Pahari, which is spoken in the northern areas of Punjab. So please pray that we should have enough resources to put this language on air. Safety is a big concern in Pakistan. Since 9/11, I have been asking my British colleagues not to come to Pakistan because of this insecure situation. But now, after this earthquake, the things have changed, because almost all the NGOs and INGOs are there to help Pakistanis. So people are flexible and things have changed. So now we say you can come and help us in our ministry. But please keep on praying for our listeners, our staff and our families. Last year we got a letter from Al-Qaeda. Stop this evangelism or otherwise, so you know what is their language. We will blow you up. We will kill your staff. So we just put that letter in front of God and we prayed over it. And I sent a prayer request to all our prayer partners. So nothing happened, but the threats were still there. So your prayers are requested. Pray for our seekers and new believers. And especially I will put forward one prayer request. We are going to have our seekers camp from 21st of August to 25th of August this year. And we hope to have quite a number of Muslim listeners in that camp. Those listeners are selected very carefully after a lot of screening of their letters. And then when they come to that camp, they are blessed. So please keep this camp in your prayers. We call it Seekers Camp, because only those listeners are invited there who want to know more about Jesus Christ. Pray for our target. We have to raise 20% of our total budget. 80% is provided to us by FIBA UK, which is our mother organization. 20% we have to raise by ourselves. So please keep this thing in your prayer. And pray for our FM transmissions and pray for the Board of Directors. We are registered in Pakistan as FIBA Communications Trust. So we have a strong Board of Directors, and they are there to lead us. And for the staff needed for FM project, for the provision of resources to purchase radio sets costing US$4 per unit. So are you challenged by this Macedonian call of our radio ministry? And I know that you are with us. You are standing with us already. So you are a partner with us through your prayer and financial support. And we are thankful to you from the core of our heart, especially because you are standing with us in this Sindhi broadcast. Last year, in September, our Sindhi supplier withdrew his support. So we are there without any regular Sindhi supplier or Sindhi sponsor. So when I wrote to Alice Davidson about it, so she shared it with you, and we are so thankful to you that you sent an extra amount of $1,000 so that we can at least keep on those broadcasts which are already on air. So thank you very much for this support. One program of 15 minutes, and if we multiply it with 52, this becomes $10,000 for 1 year. So for 52 programs in Pakistan, a 15-minute program will cost us $10,000. Yes, please. But one program costs us $192, out of which $100 is straight away the airtime cost, which is sent to FIBA UK, because this is their income. And $92 is with us in Pakistan to produce the program and produce their music and the follow-up thing. So this is just a breakdown of those, the cost. And you can visit our website as well. We have launched it recently. It's FIBA Communications. This is one word, FIBACommunications.org. So you can visit this and go through it and then keep us in your prayers. This is our address, telephone numbers, and you will find an, the email address as well. This is slyle48@hotmail.com. So please write to us. And if you want any kind of information from Pakistan, we will be happy to provide that information. So may God bless you. And I want to leave you with a thought. If you remember that Joshua one day was summoned by Moses, and he was asked to fight against Amalekites. Amalekites had gathered together to fight against Israel. And Moses asked the young Joshua to go take some people with him and fight against Amalekites. So while Joshua was fighting, Moses and Aaron and Hur, they went on the mountain to pray for Joshua and his army. And a strange phenomenon was happening there. If you, when you go home, please read it. It's from Exodus chapter 17, starting from verse 8. When Moses' hands were high up in air with the God's rod in his hand, Joshua and his army were overcoming the enemy. But when Moses' hands got tired and he brought them down, Amalekites were winning. So Aaron and Hur, they did a very good thing. They stood beside him on each side, made him sit on a big stone, and then held his hand high in the air and did not let those arms come down. So Joshua ultimately won the battle. I want to leave a challenge with you. Take us as your Joshua fighting on the four fronts, fighting against the power of darkness there, fighting against those satanic forces which are ruling over that land. Pray for us. Become our intercessors. Intercede on our behalf. Lift your hands so that God will stretch out his hand to that land to save those sinners from that net or from the mousetrap of Islam. We know that God can do that. But you know, in Matthew 28, he said, I have been given all the authority So now you don't have to do anything. Sit in your drawing rooms and relax. I have all the authority. I have been given all the authority. No. He said, I have been given the authority. You go and make all the nations my disciple. So we are there to serve this purpose. We are there under this commandment. Stand with us in prayer and support us. And God is going to do that miraculous which I mentioned in the very beginning. He is going to break the door of that mousetrap and bring the captives out of it. God bless you.